This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Got by McKinnon, score! Nathan McKinnon with his second of the afternoon. It is now 4-0.
What a pass.
That just happened a little recently. Canada 4-0 on Finland. Evan with a quick turnaround on grabbing the highlight and getting it here. So, hope you're ready for the rematch between U.S. and Canada, because if this result holds up, they would go to the head-to-head on the difference here, and Canada did beat Sweden in overtime. So if Sweden were to win against the United States tonight, the tiebreaker would go to Canada for winning in regulation. Or for winning against Sweden in overtime, excuse me. So be ready. The rematch between the U.S. and Canada is going to be well and on its way. You ready, Joe?
Oh, I'm ready. I can't wait.
By the way, during the break, Bulldog stops in. I asked him the same question, and it is far and away better to have made it and lost than to have not made it at all. Because think about this, by the way, Joe. Our shows heading into the AFC Championship game, both on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, they were electric.
Electric. What were we out in the newsroom? We were at all hands on deck out in the newsroom. And we were fanatic, ready to go. Energy was there.
Yeah.
Again, the pain hurts more. But just to wrap up that question, it's far and away better to have made the Super Bowl or even the AFC Championship game with a chance to punch your ticket than to not make it. Because, again, we've dealt with that in this city for far too long. No thanks. I don't need to start my off-season talk 3 weeks earlier than I need to.
Yeah.
Or even months earlier, depending on how bad the team is.
Right. If you have 4-win season, you know what's going on.
I don't need to worry about that. And for a while, I had to. When I started here, I had to. And I went deep in the pocket about the draft because I thought that would be a nice little avenue for me to try to, like, find my way. It's very nice to not have to go into the draft until we have to. It is far and away better. All right, so just to move on from that one, Joe, I do find it interesting when it comes to the Bills, the dominance that they have had taking their turn, so to say, dominating within the AFC East, because it's been separated in eras. You know, before that, obviously, it was the Patriots, and then the Bills had it for a little while fighting with Miami, with Jim Kelly, Dan Marino, leading the Bills and Dolphins respectively, and you know, kind of fighting between the two teams with dominance within the AFC East. The Jets don't really have that run because they're the Jets. But considering the Indianapolis Colts have a division title more recently than the New York Jets do, and they're not in our division.
That's crazy. That's insane.
And
what
it made
stat.
Me think. Yeah, right? It makes me think. And I hope it does for you, too. Who is the team that you really think could threaten the Bills the most in the coming years?
The Patriots.
I think that I'm going to agree with you, but I also want to pitch my case about the New York Jets and the Miami Dolphins as well, mm-hmm. just so that we have that food for thought.
Yeah. I mean,
when it comes to right now, Miami is still obviously that team, but mm-hmm. they clearly are stuck in the mud, almost plateauing with the current core that they have.
Yes.
To a point where there might really need to be some changes radically within the organization. Mike McDaniel, I think, is a good enough coach that he should be staying there. I don't know if he needs to necessarily be punished for the roster that Chris Greer has put together. I think the GM needed to go, and the fact that he was not released tells me that Miami is perfectly fine with the status quo and doing another year of tire spinning.
Probably.
Greer has done a bad job putting together an offensive line, putting together a defense that they get rid of Vic Fangio at defense coordinator, and then all of a sudden, oh, he's ho-hum coaching up a Super Bowl winner. Yes, the defensive talent within Philadelphia is far and away better, but I think that's the indictment on a general manager, is you need to collect talent. Instead, you've put together a team that is good for track meets and early season, but they still cannot ever beat teams over 500. They still have a problem when it comes to playing below 40 degrees. So Miami
yes.
is...
You put together the Dallas Cowboys of the AFC East.
Yeah, and so that makes Miami probably the biggest one in danger of putting themselves into a hole and needing to hit the reset button and doing it after the Jets and the Patriots will have.
Yeah.
The case for the New York Jets, it's not a good one, but a franchise with this much ineptitude, you need to make sure you preface it by saying that. But the case for the New York Jets has to go with this. They are starting over. There are still a lot of quality pieces on that roster.
Mm-hmm.
So a full rebuild down to the floorboards is probably not necessary. Try to get yourself a quarterback. It's not a great quarterback class.
No.
But if you find the
Kirk
right
Cousins
guy.
Cousins is out there.
Oh, that's not the right guy. That's what I was about to say. You find the right guy, even if it's only for a year, you still have a threatening roster. You got to make sure that everything's on point, though. Because in New York, the scrutiny is higher. And for New York, a team with the longest playoff drought in football and in all of sports, even, that pressure is intensified, especially in a market like New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they play in New Jersey. They are still the New York Jets. They still have to deal with the New York media. So call it what you will. But my case for the Jets is if you get a quarterback, because scouting is one of the most inconsistent things in all of the world. I said it's not a great quarterback class. All you need is one. And I think that's really what my optimism for the case for the Jets is. Not optimism, but like trying to make a devil's advocate case for the Jets. Is that all it takes is one. You get a guy, he ends up being good, and the next thing you know, you're trying to threaten. The Patriots, Joe, as you answered, what is it about New England that makes you think that they are confidently the team that would next threaten them?
Vrabel, Drake May, solid rookie quarterback. They finally get some pieces around him, whether draft or free agency, right? I think that's a better match coach-wise. I think Vrabel was always the one, too. I'm not going to lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, it seemed like he just wanted that gap year, and they gave it to Jerod Mayo for the time, but they always kind of planned on Vrabel, you know? Like, I always had that inkling in my head, because why wouldn't they have Vrabel as the coach, especially after the Hall of Fame induction? But, I think Drake May, you saw what he did against Buffalo.
Yep.
Starters in Buffalo. Yeah, they didn't really have a season at that point, right? They were just kind of figuring things out towards the end. He's a solid quarterback. So I think that's a great foundation to go off of, a better foundation than Mac Jones.
Yes.
And I think they're the most ready to build right now and kind of work their way up to go against Buffalo, where Miami, like you said, kind of stalled out, spinning tires. And the Jets are in full rebuild right now.
I think just to add to your case about the spinning tires comment there, it was also good of New England to recognize that what they had begun building was not enough and they wanted to start over.
Yeah, like they had self-reflection.
You could put your feet in the ground and try to like dig yourself in and say, no, Mac Jones is the guy. The Patriots very quickly and correctly said, no, he's not. We gotta do this again. They very quickly recognized that the quarterback was not going to be the long-term answer. They got rid of him for pennies on the dollar, considering the investment of a first-round pick, and they moved on.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That, I think, helps you. The situational awareness of knowing what you have and what you don't have. That allows you that opportunity. Mike Vrabel, I mean, I think that he's an okay coach. I don't know if he's necessarily what I would call a great coach, but he should be an improvement on Gerard Mayo. They need to fix up that offensive line, though, if they're going to get any traction on trying to like at least make it to second in the division like this year. You cannot have the same offensive line, and you need to drastically rework it. I would imagine that any of the five starters on New England's offensive line, you better change at least four of them. And pretty much pour all of your assets and hard work in the offseason into fixing it.
Right.
That and your skill position players. You have no real threats on the outside that can do major damage. Like Kendrick Bourne's a nice piece, but he's a depth piece. Get Drake May weapons. Get Drake May protection. You have a good enough defense to where you do frustrate teams from time to time. So I'm in agreement with you on this, and just to build off of your case or your answer.
Yeah. Now, question for you.
Yes.
piggyback to that, NFL-wise, who's a team you're looking at that's going to be dangerous? A lot of people are saying Chicago with Ben Johnson, right? I think the Carolina Panthers.
The Carolina Panthers have to rework their defense. You want to talk about the fact that, like, yeah, Miami lets players through. Carolina, by a lot, let up the most points in the league last year. Do you know how many points they let up last year, Joe?
No, I do not off the top of my head.
I've got your fun number for you here, and boy, it is a doozy.
Okay.
534.
Yeah, that's not good. That's really not good.
No, it's not good. The next worst was 468.
And who is that?
Dallas.
Oh.
Cowboys.
America's team. Not.
Yeah, so.
I think if they do a little work in the offseason on their defense, though, Bryce Young has really come into his own, and they won close games with him, right? I think they could be dangerous. I think people are going to sleep on them, too, because of the defensive stuff. I don't think they're really going to expect anything out of them, and I think that we saw the expectations with the Bills this season, what that can do. That lets you play fast and loose, just free football, right?
Yep.
So, I don't know. Bryce Young in that environment, I'd like to see. Who's your team?
I like Carolina. I think they've got a lot of work to do on defense, though. Like, that's a whole roster. It's one thing for, like, example, the New England line trying to fix an entire offensive line. Fixing up an entire defense, that's a lot harder to do. For me, I'm probably going to go with I'm probably going with the easy answer here. Cincinnati has enough pieces, but their owner needs to really – like, ownership in Cincinnati really needs to whip into shape here and actually invest into the team. So if it's not Cincinnati, then maybe that's not the easy answer. But I would say that the Bengals are probably top on that list for me. Arizona is also fascinating. They are a team that they missed out on the division by two games. They were very good at home this year. They just need to figure out the consistency and stop collapsing in December. In January.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be nice, right?
And I think they've got enough pieces in place. They are a good team. And they just need to make some improvements. The chemistry between Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr. has to improve. And I expect that it will. So I'd expect Arizona to take that next step and try to pry away the West from the LA Rams, who rumored to be getting rid of Cooper Kupp. Obviously, Matt Stafford is not going to be getting any younger. There's an opportunity there. And Seattle keeps just losing it on tiebreakers. Like strength of schedule tiebreakers, not even the good kind. So it's an inconsistent division. Try to take advantage of that inconsistency. So yeah, I like Arizona and I like Cincinnati in the AFC. We'll wrap this up in the next segment here. Put it all away for you before 3 o'clock when it's Bulldog here with you on WGR.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.